All right. So we'll have a little reading on the screen. And this is a reading to sort of introduce us to the Advent season. Today marks the beginning of Advent, which is like a new year for the church calendar. So I'll quickly read through and then share a few things, and we'll sing our closing hymn. But in those days, following that distress, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from the sky and the heavenly bodies will be shaken. At that time, men will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. And he will send his angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of the heavens. Now, learn this from the fig tree. As soon as its twigs get tender and its leaves come out, you know that the summer is near. Even so, when you see these things happening, you know that it is near, right at the door. I tell you the truth, this generation will certainly not pass away until all these things have happened. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. No one knows about that day or hour, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Be on guard, be alert. You do not know when the time will come. It's like a man going away. He leaves his house and he puts his servants in charge, each with his assigned task, and tells the one at the door to keep watch. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know when the owner of the house will come back, whether in the evening or at midnight or when the rooster crows or at dawn. If he comes suddenly, do not let him find you sleeping. What I say to you, I say to everyone, watch. What I say to you, I say to everyone, watch. Now, I want us to, for us all to read, if possible, verse 31, please. This is Jesus' assurance to us that his words will surely come to pass. Verse 31, please. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. Heaven and earth will pass away. Things could disappear, but the words of Jesus, he says, will not pass away. Whatever he says, his promises will surely come true. His predictions, his prophecies about the end time will surely come true. Each time I read this verse, I tend to think about it in two ways. One way, thinking about his promises to me, for example, as we prayed for healing. I believe in divine healing. I believe in recovery. I believe in, of course, medical science. But I believe that behind the medical science is the hands of God. Behind the knowledge of the research and everything, I believe personally that God gives the knowledge for the research to happen and all these things to come to be. I also, on the other hand, believe that he says that he is coming and his words will surely come to pass, that he will come. And that is why we are thinking about his coming and we celebrate that he will surely come back. The Advent is a time, even though in the liturgical calendar is the first season of the church year, which leads up all the Sundays before Christmas. Advent is about hope, I believe. And it's about the hope that we have now and the hope that will come in the future. And that hope is Jesus, the Christ. Advent is a period, you know, people prepare for the celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ. He's coming as a child. But for me, each time we come to Advent, I ask myself, how prepared am I for his coming as a conquering king? Not just coming as a baby, but coming back as a judging and conquering king. And so let's begin, as we enter into Advent, sort of prepare our hearts, prepare our lives, as people do preparations for things, decorating our houses and shopping for Christmas. I learned people begin maybe from November or even October, or even before then, doing shopping for Christmas. There are people who do lots of shopping for Christmas, you know, prepare their house, prepare everywhere. But how I wish we could kind of use the same energy to prepare ourselves for the second coming of Jesus Christ. So he's come as a little child, but he's coming back as a conquering king. The truth is, his words will never be changed or abolished. You know, when Jesus told his hearers that in those days, after the tribulation, and these things are going to happen. And that's a way for me to introduce to us the Advent season. And I believe that we are still living in the same days that Jesus says. You know, reading the scriptures, I believe that there is a difference between the last day and the last days. I think in the Bible, the last day is talking about the last day, the very last day. But the last days are the ones that ever since Jesus made this declaration that we are still living in. So I believe that we are living in those days that Jesus described after the tribulation. And he gave us the sign. You know, reading through what Jesus says in this chapter, you come to see his predictions, his prophecies about the end time. Even though he didn't just go putting them in chronological order, but if you put 1, 2, 3 together, you will come to know that what he has said, a lot of them have happened, and quite some of them are still coming to happen. For example, when you read from verse 1, where we read in Mark 13, you see, you know, because this was after the triumphal entry, because he was already in Jerusalem with his disciples and apostles. So they were preparing to be crucified, of course, and for what he has actually came to do. So they were already in Jerusalem. So after the triumphal entry, and then before his betrayal. So they were probably paroling the streets, and they were looking at the temple. So when you read from verse 1, his disciples went looking at the temple and admiring the beautiful temple that were there. And they were just saying, oh, what a beautiful, beautiful building. And Jesus comes to them saying, well, this building you are looking at, a time is coming when no stone will be left unturned. And we know that the prediction came to pass in AD 70, is that not? When the Romans now invaded the place and destroyed Jerusalem, and of course destroyed that very temple that Jesus was talking about. And so now came the tribulation, the distress, the time of distress that Jesus described, that if you are pregnant, you have to think carefully. If you have a baby, you have to weigh yourself very carefully. These things happened following the destruction of the temple in AD 70 that led to the Jews being scattered all over the earth. And so those were the days of distress for them. And then Jesus now comes to the saying from our passage today, saying, in those days after what happened in AD 70, that these and these and these and these are going to happen. And just read, when you go home, read again, you will see that many of them have already come to pass. Wars and rumors of wars, of course, happening now in the Middle East. And not to forget about Ukraine, you know, because the light is now beamed on the Middle East, and it seems like the Ukraine one is over. It's not over. It's still happening. And a lot of things happening all across the world, rumors of war and wars actually, and nations rising against nation and people against each other, and all these things are actually happening. And that goes to show that we are living in those days that Jesus talked about. So what should we do? Prepare ourselves. And I ask myself, and I would like to close by asking, how prepared are we for the coming of Jesus Christ? I tend to think that sometimes we forget that he is coming. We forget in our celebration and in our things. You know, I've always told people, I heard it from somewhere anyway, it says, live your life as if Jesus Christ is coming the next minute, but plan your life as if he's not coming at all. Well, you have to make plans for the next 10 years, 10-year plan, 20-year plan, 50-year plan. You have to make plans for yourself. But we have to live our lives in carefulness that as if Jesus is coming as we walk out this door. I was listening to the radio. I can't remember the channel. It might have been UCB2 or so last week. And someone says, and as soon as he says it, it shocked me. He says he thinks that he is going to be the last advent before Jesus comes. Maybe. But you know what? Jesus says, of that day and that hour, no one knows. There is no use for us to go putting dates on when Jesus will come. Of course, people have done that before. I heard of a group in the U.S., I think it was, that went on saying Jesus was coming on a certain date, and they went preparing themselves. And when it didn't happen, they now shifted their polls and said, all right, we think it's going to be at this date. And they kept postponing the date. They kept postponing. I mean, so the point of Jesus is to say that you don't need to concern yourself with the date, with when it's going to happen, but just get prepared. Just get prepared. He says no one knows, even himself, because he was on earth at that time, because he was wearing flesh and blood. But he knows, I believe he knows. In his divinity, he knows. So people go about saying things, predicting the time of Jesus' coming. But what I know is that we should get ourselves prepared by living right and by putting ourselves in the scriptures, reading the Bible. And of course, like I've always said, if we are children of God, we are not perfect. We are like, I always describe myself as a walk in progress. We are kind of striving towards perfection. We are not perfect. If you claim to be perfect, maybe you are in the other heaven, not in this side of heaven. We are not perfect yet, but we are asking him every day to purify us, to sanctify us, and he does that when we interact with his word and when we fellowship with one another. Remember, he says, do not forget the assembly of brethren together. When we do that, we read the Bible, we pray, we interact with others, and we share ideas, we get encouraged through what we do or what we say to one another. My prayer is that the Lord will help us to get ourselves ready, not just for Christmas, but for the coming King. And this is what I tell anytime I have an opportunity of going to schools, like we're going to do in a few days' time. We're going to give them the Christmas message, not just about the child that was born in a manger, but about someone who is coming to rule the affairs of people. And my prayer is that as we do this, the Lord will help us to get ourselves prepared. Let us pray. Father, we pray for ourselves, O Lord, and we present ourselves before you. Precious Lord, when we think about what is ongoing across the world today, we come to believe that the words of Jesus are already coming fulfilling in our very eyes. Wars and rumors of wars and nations rising against nations,
earthquakes here and there, volcanoes and things happening. Even things that have not happened in the last 50, 70 years that are happening even before our eyes. Global warming and hunger and homelessness and all these things happening sometimes all at once. Father, Lord, we pray that you will protect your people, Lord. We pray that you will provide for those who are hungry, provide for those who are homeless, provide for those, Lord, who are right now being bombarded every day with no cause of their own. Heavenly Father, as we pray for these people, we remind ourselves that the King is coming. And help us, Lord, to spread your word, to get ourselves ready, and get as many people as possible ready for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we believe your word, and we believe that you will help us, Lord, because you say in your word, Lord, the heaven and earth will pass away, but your word will surely come to pass. Your promises, the healing promises, Lord, your prosperity upon us, the promises for our children and for our grandchildren, even our great-grandchildren, we believe that these will come to pass. For you said it, Lord, we believe it. And so shall it be upon us, Lord. And so, Lord, we pray for the Advent season before us as we proclaim Jesus, the light of the world. Wherever there is darkness, Lord, let your light shine. In our hearts, let your light shine. In the hearts, O Lord, of our family members who don't know you yet, let your light shine. Lord, upon our friends, our neighbors, upon this community, let your light shine. Heavenly Lord, Jesus, the light of the world, shine in the hearts of people and let your kingdom come to the glory of your holy name. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for we trust you and we believe you that you will fulfill according to your word. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Amen.